Okay, Chaver, good morning. We're holding in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Yud, Halacha Zayin. Lachain, Vatu Nevara, Prata Shlishi. Okay, now we're going to get to the third. Maybe we're going through slowly the seven rules of Toelis that allow someone to speak Lashon Hara. The third one is that you first have to give the Chayte, the person who did the Avera, Musar. Right, in a nice, soft way, maybe he'll stop doing it. Instead of going to be mafarsa and publicize his wrongdoings to stop him from doing it, maybe by giving him musa that would help. That you have to give him musa early at first. But if you know the fellow, let's say you know this guy, there is no way that this guy is listening to you. Certain people, you know, not that you're maybe or this or that. This guy is like, he's already told you off plenty of times, there's no way he's listening to you. So then ein tzarech l'chicho, then you don't have to give him usur. That's the general rule, like the pasuk in Mishlei, atoch ha'kletz pen yasneyu. If you're giving musur to someone who's not going to listen to musur, it's not helping, it's just worse. Now, the only thing is you have to be careful that you have to tell this over in front of a public. But Tom, what's the reason for that? We learned many weeks ago, months ago, that just saying over in front of three people is that people think is a heter for Lashon Hara, but it's not. So why over here would you have to say it in front of Shlosha? Right? Yeah, I can move on. Yeah. Vatam, take a safer. Vatam, Shemisaber Dovas of Neyachad of Shnayim Yisrael Shemuskavin Shleigid Varm Loznov. Maybe the reason why you were saying it over in front of one or two people that Reuven did this and this, which you're really doing the Toelis, so he'll stop doing. But if you're saying it over like this, like, you know, by the way, you know what Reuven did? It sounds like you're doing it only what to tell him, and not what to have it be publicized, right? You know. Maybe he's trying to trick him. And he's doing it in secret to make fun of him. And it looks like he's getting hanot, like I'm telling you. So, no, can't do that. Number two. So if you say it in public, it's clear that you're doing it for what purpose? You're trying to publicize again to stop doing it, or to help everybody that Shimon should, that everyone should know that it's not true what Reuven did. So therefore you have to do it in front of it. Okay. Another reason is maybe he's making it up and he's not saying the truth. Dimlo imlo madulo gilas vanuf nevishaya. Yeah. So if imlo kain yavam misipuro shum tuel some various levels of top. Okay. So ladaber varim pirsim. Okay. So again, the reason why he's saying it over so it'll stop. If no one's going to believe you because you're doing it in a secretive way, it's not going to help. So lashon hara. Number two, if you say it in front of one or two, then they're going to think that you're just doing it to get hana. So either way, therefore, when you're mefarsim the lashon hara, which is being done for the purpose of getting the guy to stop doing it, when it's mutter to do, you have to do it b'fnei shlosha. The zehav kiilu amar advarim b'fanav. Then it's kiilu again. What's the word? The word is really you're supposed to do what first? Give him what? Musar, tazacha, right. Elo, what, this guy's not going to listen. But if you say it in front of three people, that's like saying in a public room, which is eventually he'll get back to him. So telling him is not going to help. So maybe you'll have to say it in public to that he'll stop doing it. Right? So then it's ke'ilu, it's going to be, say in front of him. Sula asked him in the next day, and then it won't be chayshid you anymore. Rabbim, that you wouldn't go around saying lies in public. Now, if I'm the listener, okay, again, let's say you're coming to tell me that Shlomo did an avla to somebody, and we've got to be careful about Shlomo, whatever you're doing in the toilets. What about me? I thought I'm not allowed to listen to Lashon Hara. So I'll ask you to listen to Lashon Hara, yeah? So, Enochanami. I'm not going to. The din is that I'm not supposed to believe you. Bahaklata. I'm not supposed to say that I totally believe it. She's gone. All those that believe him. Kavur lebe klal vav sef aleph. Hainu tamasha amshen adavra zeshekem mikara apikin ulay chaser od pradachod luzei amaisam. Because even if you're not a liar, and even if you're saying it in public, if it's maybe missing some details, maybe there's something else that could be down the kavshus, right? Shayish tano zei yimisafut chaser. Okay. Now, so when you tell it to me, I can't right now know and decide and believe in my heart that definitely it's true. Aval, the purpose of you telling me this, you went through all 7 to 9 to make sure you're only doing it to Ellis. What about me? Maybe I don't want to be makabel your lashon hara. Maybe I don't know if all 7 of the. Maybe you're doing it to, you know, all kinds of reasons. But since you're doing it to Ellis, I'm going to hear it. You're mutter to do it. Once you're mutter to say it, so I'll hear it. And now I'll go do what? Investigate if it's really true or not. And then I'll give him mutter lochiach seisha musavron ladvar. The point is, then everyone goes back to this guy and says, listen, the whole oilum knows you're a ganav now. Okay? This is the whole oilum knows that you, you know, you did this and this to somebody. The whole, everyone knows that you're doing this kind of thing. Oh, now he's going to stop, right? It's no longer a secret. Now maybe he'll stop, right? So even if, and even if you don't believe it truly, but you're going to work on it, right? Okay, let's do this. It's quick. Now this is all if he's not scared of the person that he's speaking about. The strength of his hand, he's gonna beat me up. He says, Evis, if the guy who's doing it, sometimes the guy who does bad things is usually a big, could be the guy, he beats people up. That's my lashon hara, right? That I'm allowed to tell, so no one else should go near him, he's gonna beat him up, right? So let's say he's gonna beat me up. So then he says, "Efshel Hakil, that I could say it not in front of 3, that I could do it in a quiet way, because otherwise, guys, if immediately before everyone else knows, he comes back to me, I'm going to get beaten up." So someone then you would have to make, you know, you would have to ask a shayla to a rab before you would be mafarsim such a thing to see if that would apply to you. Okay, shkayach everybody.